Hi, friends. First, a caveat. I am not feeling terribly well this morning, so I'm hoping to get through this without having to disappear for a moment. But so if that happens, please bear with me. So I want to talk about forms and my relationship to them. So when we can you all hear me, first of all? Okay, thank you. So when I say forms, I'm talking about, our ways of practicing, our how we sit, our sutras that we sing, the way that we do walking meditation, that type of thing. So when I first joined the Sangha, the forms were the first thing I learned. They were the first thing that I focused on. I had to think about them. I had to really focus on how it is that we do what we do. And it did require quite a bit of concentration and attention, I guess I'll say. But that was also part of the attraction. And then at some point, I could just do them and I didn't have to really necessarily think about them. There was a sort of a shift to me doing them to them just doing. And at that point, I think is kind of where I felt this shift of okay, now I feel like I belong. I feel like I belong to the Sangha at this point because I know what we do. I know how we do it. And at that point, I started to hear kind of the comment about, or somebody said that we're held by these forms. And so that's kind of going to be the theme of how I've been held by the forms throughout multiple different parts of my practice or multiple different stages in time. So this initial being held by the forms was the experience of being held was an experience like a skeleton. So it was what gave me structure. It was some internal thing that held me up, like holding up a body. And it was core to what I was doing and still is. And sometime later, I noticed that this way of holding shifted and it was no longer only just structural. And it became holding like an embrace. It provided comfort. It was something that I could relax into. And so there was this shift of functional only to kind of something more, I guess, in a way. It provided a this kind of being held in an embrace provided refuge. It was a place of refuge. It was a way that I would find refuge in our forms. It felt like coming home. And so when we went to Zoom, we tried to keep most of our forms mostly the same, but there were a few slight differences that we had to do to adapt to being on screen. And so kind of the next shift in my relationships to the forms was when I noticed that when we came back together for the first time, or maybe it was the second time, and we sat and kind of at the end of the evening, we fluffed our cushions, and there was just this delight in, oh yeah, I remember that. I had forgotten that we do that. And so it was this kind of, I hadn't realized that I had missed fluffing the cushions, right? It seemed so little, but it just brought me such joy to kind of be back to this thing that we had been doing. And so it felt like I was being reunited with an old friend. And so it was this kind of longer embrace, and this, ah, I'm back, we're back feeling. And I think that's partly where some of that delight had come from. And then recently I've been having somewhat of a hard time with anxiety, and I'm not really sure 100% what's going on, and I'm working through it, but there's kind of two ways that the anxiety has been showing up for me. One is sort of this acute, like instantaneous, strong anxiety. And then the other one is kind of this sort of just a general increase in the level of anxiety that I have all the time. And I'm sometimes not consciously aware of it, but I can feel it in my body. And so this was happening one day, I think it was maybe last week on Monday, and I was getting ready to go sit, and I stopped in for sushi and I got tea. And when they served the tea to me, I picked it up, and the warmth of the tea kind of brought me back to when we have tea in retreats. And I took a sip of the tea, and it tasted very similar. And the kind of this anxiety that I hadn't really necessarily noticed started to dissipate when I was just holding the warm and I took a sip of tea, and I was immediately transported to a morning tea ceremony at a retreat. And sorry, I'm going to get emotional. So, you know, there was this like instantaneously no longer having to be in this pain that I was in, and returning to this place of comfort, this place of refuge. And the smells of the retreat, the way the light is in the morning when we have tea, was all like instantly there. How my mind and body feel when I'm in a retreat, or also kind of what I was pulled back to. And it really felt like this pulling back to a thing, to a different time and a different place. And I realized at that point, at that moment, that our forms had been holding that place for me, even when I'm not in it. And kind of the way I wrote down just vertical hold, the way I've been thinking about this a little bit is, some of the older TVs, how, you know, it would get fuzzy and kind of out of sorts, and you couldn't see the picture. And then there was this dial, and you would adjust the vertical hold, and the picture would become clear again. And that's kind of the way of holding that I was experiencing through this drinking the tea, and kind of being brought back, was this readjustment in a way to that, you know, changing the vertical hold is kind of all I can really explain it as. But in thinking about it, I realized that our forms have always been holding this connection, holding a connection to each other, and holding a connection to our experiences. And it's kind of like I've been stockpiling this, and I've been tucking these away for safekeeping. And so that also is a type of holding, a way of holding. Like it's kind of paying into this, not even really paying is kind of a weird word for it, but stashing away something that I would hold for safekeeping, not realizing it would come back and hold me for safekeeping, I guess. So I've also been feeling this connection to our practice throughout many, many generations, through our forms. And it's also a holding us together, a sense of community that happens when we practice our forms together. And it doesn't disappear when we're not doing them, which is really sort of fascinating to me. It's this always present feeling of holding, even when I'm not physically doing it. It's just this kind of everywhereness of it, I guess. And so I don't think any of these types of being held or different ways of being held really necessarily go away. They just kind of feel like, to me, they show their particular face at different times to me when something is needed, or when, you know, something happens to call that particular thing up. You know, it's not like I'm done with the very first feeling of form as a structure that is going to be a skeleton to hold me up. It just doesn't necessarily always appear. So I think maybe that's where I'll stop. That's kind of where I've been and what I've been noticing lately. I might go ahead and turn off my computer and just sort of listen, if that's all right. So thank you.